I think you are right, undoubtedly, that most people seem to be accepting a war on terrorism. But I believe that that acceptance is very superficial, very thin. I believe it's based on the fact that people do not have information given to them by the media. Let me give one example.
This should be played at high volume.
KALW in San Francisco, 91.7 FM. I'm Laura Flanders, and this is Working Assets Radio. Tomorrow in San Francisco, people will have a rare opportunity to speak back to a federal body which wields a great deal of power over who generally gets to speak to them. The Federal Communications Commission regulates radio and TV, telephones, and satellite transmissions. And tomorrow, at San Francisco City Hall from 10 to 4, it will be holding a hearing to receive public comment on proposed changes to its media ownership rules. The concentration of media in the hands of fewer and fewer corporations isn't a new story, but the changes in just the last two decades have been remarkable. In 1983, 90% of the major media were controlled by just 50 companies. By 92, that number had been cut in half to just 24 companies. And by 2000, the overwhelming majority of the mass media was owned by only 6 companies. The overwhelming majority of the mass media was owned by only 6 companies. 6 companies. 6, 6, 6 companies. 6 companies. AOL, Time Warner, Disney, Bertelsmann, Viacom, News Corporation, and Vivendi Universal have already amassed holdings across the media, from newspapers to cable to the internet.
The largest shift of ownership rules that the United States has ever seen. It's a dramatic review of every single one of our most important media ownership rules. A lot of people don't even know exist, but they control how many television stations a single owner can own, how many radio stations, whether newspapers can own television or radio stations, and how many. These are huge questions because we've seen, for example, in radio where Congress relaxed the rules in 1996, and it led to an unprecedented wave of consolidation in radio, and now it's kind of hard to hear news. We're not hearing from the commercial stations. All of them are owned by one company. All of them are owned by one company.
666.
All of them are owned by one company. We're not hearing from the commercial stations. All of them are owned by one company. Clear Channel Communications. Clear Channel Communications. Clear Channel Communications. Clear Channel Communications. Clear Channel.
Or he wants to see more fairness in media.
What you don't want is to have so few owners in a community that they can dominate the dialogue and move it in whatever direction they might want to move it in without having the alternative of competing ideas to ensure that they're diverse owners of media.
You know, the founders of this country figured out that there was only one way to have fairness in media. The way to get fairness in media is to make it possible for ordinary people to create media. And that means that it isn't in the hands of a handful of very large corporations.
Clear Channel Communications.
Very large corporations.
Clear Channel Communications.
Very large corporations.
AOL, Time Warner.
Very large corporations.
Bertelsmann.
Very large corporations.
Disney.
Very large corporations.
Viacom.
Very large corporations.
News Corporation and Vivendi Universal.
This should be played at high volume.
In the hands of a handful of
6 companies.
That means that it isn't in the hands of a handful of very large corporations, but that it is locally owned, locally produced, and relates to the folks that are consuming it. That's the answer. And right now, we have a set of changes that will move us in exactly the wrong direction being considered, and still, the vast majority of Americans know nothing about it. 3/4 of Americans had absolutely no idea whatsoever. People who did actually know about it, that small portion of the populace that knew about it, was almost universally opposed. 3/4 of Americans had absolutely no idea whatsoever.
People do not have information given to them by the media.
Americans had absolutely no idea whatsoever. Absolutely no idea whatsoever.
We have enormous freedom. That's not a gift that was given to us. It's a legacy that was left to us by centuries of struggle, by centuries of people, most of whose names are completely forgotten, the ones who created the freedom and the rights that we now have, and that will be taken away unless you constantly defend them. And there is, in fact, a major effort to take them away right now.